just doing the unnatural. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you would, to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter number 5. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 5. We have one verse of Scripture that the Holy Spirit would have us to focus on today. This passage comes to us in verse number 41. Doing what comes unnatural. I want to ask you something today. Have you ever done something that you really did not want to do, but you were forced to do it? How did that make you feel? Were you overjoyed doing something you despised doing? Or did you go about it in the way that best suited the situation? We asked you today to go beyond what is natural. When Jesus addressed that great multitude on the sermon that is known as the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus addressed that multitude who was living under Roman rule. The Roman Empire controlled the known world in that day. Jesus knew the feeling that those people had for the Romans. But Jesus compelled them. He asked them. He suggested to them to do what was unnatural, to do what seemed to be out of their character. And the same holds true with us today. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has a desire for us to go, has a desire for us to do, has a desire for us to represent God the Father in a world that is full of sin and decay. It is God's desire for us to go. And the world says, why do you go? Why do you do? Why do you give? I tell you today, if we don't, who will? If your light don't shine, then the world around you will exist in darkness. As Jesus preached there on that mountainside that day, he would tell those that was in his company. In verse 41, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, our Lord would say, and whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. What Jesus was saying, if the Lord has blessed you and the Lord has anointed you, you're to rise above the natural and you're to go and to do in the ways that brings pleasure and is pleasing to God. When Jesus spoke these words, he was speaking to a people who was very oppressed, people who was very pressed down because of oppression. And the Lord had a desire in his heart for they, like we, to rise above all the anguish and pain that the world has to offer. You say, Brother Lynn, how can that be made possible? Well, the Bible teaches us in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What Jesus was saying then is what Jesus is saying now. We have to rise above to bring glory to God. The background of this passage is this. All that was in the midst that day was well acquainted with Roman soldiers. And the Roman soldiers had control of the people. And if a Roman soldier who was equipped with a heavy pack and much armament, if he seen a peasant person or a wandering Jew, this Roman soldier could compel them to draw to him, and he could take that heavy pack and he could take those weapons and equipment and place it upon those who was under his control and could command them to go a mile carrying his load. Now this comes to a people that was oppressed, a people who hated the Roman soldiers. But they are told by Jesus Christ, if you've been compelled to go 1 mile, praise God, go 2. You know why Jesus was saying that? He was saying that to say this: let them see the love of God in your heart, and God can bless you and use you to have an impact in their lives. I believe today, dear friends, the world around us is falling apart before us. And I can tell you today, you may have to be called upon to do something that's unnatural. You may have to go above and beyond your comfort zone to show the love of Christ. I tell you today, whatever it takes, praise God, do. That's what Jesus was saying here. He was saying that they were to go and to do the things that God would have them to do. Notice here that word that Jesus used when they were compelled. In the Greek, that means to be pressed into public service. What Jesus was saying, you may be humiliated, it may be hard, it may be trying, but do what you do for the love of God, and the Lord will bless you. He will help you. He will enable you to go forward for the glory of His name. Well, dear friends, it's hard for you and I to do what comes unnatural. You say, well, Brother Lynn, what do you mean by that? Well, listen, it's a natural tendency for children to act up. Will you agree? I had about 70 of them at Lake City Elementary School last week. You don't have to teach them to be mean. You have to help them and show them to be good. And you see, dear friends, to be good don't come natural, but to be unruly and to be someone who's into everything, that comes natural. What Jesus was saying to these people on that mount that day was to put the natural man under subjection and allow God to work diligently in your life. And I tell you today, if we're willing to lay self aside and allow Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to fill our heart, you'll be amazed what God can do through you. You see, dear friends, I'm a firm believer that our Lord God Almighty takes the ordinary and transforms them into the extraordinary. He takes the natural and makes it unnatural. He can take the crooked, He can make it straight. I can tell you today, the Lord Jesus Christ took 12 men, and one of them was a devil, and those that was in his mess turned that world upside down. I tell you today, if the Lord can change the world with these ragtag disciples, what can God do with us? But you know what it takes? It takes a willingness to do. The Bible teaches us in the general epistle of James to be ye a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. There's a lot who hears and don't do. And there's some that are unwilling to do no matter what. I tell you today, dear friend, come into the house of prayer today. You ain't done God no favors. What God has done, He's blessed you to be here. He's blessed you. And what Jesus is saying, listen, if they compel you to go a mile, show them who you serve, show them who you belong to, and go to. You say it's hard. It's hard. Yes. Yes, it's hard, dear friend. It's very hard, but it's God's desire that we hold that banner of hope high before a lost, dying, and needful world. Notice what Jesus would say there in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 38. Jesus said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into His harvest. What Jesus was saying, and that workers, people need to come, need to do, need to go above and beyond what's expected of them. Is it always easy to come to church? No. No. Is it always easy to get here? You think you run late? Oh my goodness. I run late. I'm the poster child of lateness. Yes. Yes, it's hard. You know something? I can get up 4 a.m. every morning, going to work, but there's something about Sunday morning. When that alarm clock goes off, it's like a WWE wrestler on me. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard to get up. It's hard to go and do. But praise be to God. The Lord has blessed us. If we have a will, praise God, He'll make a way. And I believe, dear friends, that's what Jesus was saying to those on that mountainside that day. Don't get oppressed. Don't get dejected. But rest upon the love of God and take that burden of shame and use it to bring God to glory in the world that's around you. Is that always easy? No. Because if an oppressor unloaded his equipment upon you, who treated you terrible, who loathed you to your very core, what would we do? We'd have a tendency to rebel a little bit, wouldn't we? Push back some. Say, I don't like that. I don't like that. That comes natural, does it not? Comes natural. Even for us little old 150-some pound puny guys, it comes unnatural. But you see, God can take what we are and make it what He desires it to be. You say, well, that's unnatural. Yes. It is. It is unnatural. But praise be to God. We serve a wonderful Lord. That's why Jesus said, pray that labors come because the harvest is ready. I tell you today, out there, the fields are white. They're ready for harvest. It's going to take the people of faith to go above and beyond to bring the crop in for the glory of God. You that have grown a garden, I don't believe there's any of you that grows tomatoes and you let them sit on the vine till they rot and die. What do? When they're red and ripe, you go out there and you pick them. Some of us like them green and we'll pull them before they're even ripe. Because we want to be able to use them. You see what Jesus is saying here? He's saying things are right, but what we have to do is to go and to do. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's just downright hard. And sometimes it is very agonizing. Can you imagine how these felt that was compelled to carry a Roman soldier's backpack for a mile? And all the time they hated every step. And now Jesus is saying, don't go just 1 mile, but go two. If you wasn't mad when you started out, you'd really be mad before it's over. But what was Jesus saying? He was saying to do it in joy, to do it in love, and to show them the God that you serve. The God that we serve needs to be seen in the world that's around us. You might be here today saying, Brother Lynn, I just can't do the unnatural. The natural comes instant with me. I tell you today, dear friends, John the Apostle said in 1 John chapter 4, in verse number 4, he said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater he that is within you than he that is in the world. I tell you today, dear friends, if you're a blood-bought believer, the Lord Jesus Christ can bless you and help you to rise above what's going on in your life. I can't do it. And you can't do it. But through Him we can. To do what comes unnatural. I had a natural tendency today to lay in that bed a couple more hours. But the Holy Spirit, got to get up. Got to get up. Got to get up. I've worked with you all week. You let me down enough. Don't let me down today. Get up. Rise and shine, Lynn. Oh, I tell you today, dear friend, the Holy Spirit is commanding us to rise and to shine and to bring God the Father glory. Jesus is saying, if you've been compelled to go a mile, go two. If the Lord Jesus Christ had burdened your heart to visit, then praise God, visit. You see, Melissa, we don't have to beg them kids to go. You just say, put together a puzzle for a shut-in, and they start working on it. You take some of us old people, and I tell you what, a D9 noser can't move some of us. But Jesus is saying to go. He's saying to do what don't always come natural. Jesus is compelling us, designed for us to do the things that brings Him honor, brings Him praise, and brings Him glory. You say, well, Brother Lynn, it ain't natural for me to do that. It ain't natural for me to serve. It ain't natural for me to give. It ain't natural for me to do this or to do that. Jeremiah, in his address to the people of God, tells us in Jeremiah chapter number 13, and verse number 23 says, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. You know what Jeremiah is saying? That one can't change their skin color no more than an animal can change their pattern. But the Lord God, that He served, praise God, could do everything. God can bring you to a place of peace and join your heart so that you today can be beneficial to the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus is desiring for those that was there on that mount that day to do. You say, well, that was just a little thing going an extra mile. Well, doing a shoebox in the world's eyes is just a little thing. In Mark chapter number 12, verses 40 through 44, the widow that gave in to two mites, that was just a fourth of a cent, that was a little thing. But oh, what a mighty God we serve. that can do what? He can do, praise God, a lot with a little. Now, you say, Brother Lynn, how can that be possible in my life? I tell you how it can be possible in your life, because our Lord God Almighty, through our profession of faith in Him, praise God, He saved us. And He transformed us. You're not of this world. You're just strolling through this world. And as we stroll through this world, let this old world see our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Isaiah, the great crown preacher of the writing prophets, would tell us in Isaiah chapter number 1 and verses 18 and 19, listen to what Isaiah said. He said, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. What's the man talking about? He's saying that man is reeking with sin and decay. It comes natural to him because of the fall in the Garden of Eden. But because of the love of God and the touch of the Lord, the stain of death is wiped away. And praise God, the pureness of the Lord is in our heart. What Isaiah would follow up in saying in verse number 19. Isaiah would say, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. You know what he said there, friends? He's saying this, if you're willing to go, you're willing to do in the accordance of the will of the Father, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Well, people says, well, I don't feel blessed. Well, you know, we as individuals, we as human beings, we have a tendency. We have a tendency to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And if we don't want to deal with something, if it's out of sight and it's out of mind, we don't think about it. But you see, the Lord God Almighty wants us to rise above that. Was it easy to come here this morning? No. Was it difficult to get here this morning? Was you, like many of us, if something could go wrong, did go wrong? If something delayed you and hindered you, it probably did. You know something? There ain't nothing that Satan would love any better than to see you sitting at the house right now. Nothing. But because you were not just willing to go a mile, but go two to come to the house of God, the Lord will bless you. He will help you, and He will keep you. You see, those that came on that mountain that day, they had a lot of hatred in their heart. They had a lot of problems, a lot of worries, a lot of woes, a lot of trouble, a lot of hardship, a lot of pain. But Jesus wanted to ease that pain. Just as Jesus wants to ease your pain today. You say, well, how can Jesus ease my pain? Well, listen, let's put it in country boys' terms. Let's just say it's took you a mile to get here. Now God's blessed you to accomplish that mile. Well, that extra mile, that twain mile, is at the throne of grace. You know something today, dear friends? You're not here by accident. You're here by divine direction. And if God has blessed you and touched your heart to do something for Him, praise be to God, let's do it. It don't matter if you're carrying an enemy's backpack. It don't matter if you're dragging his sword. But what does matter is that you're willing to do for the glory of God. That Sermon on the Mount was to encourage. It was to talk about the kingdom. It was to talk about life. It was to talk about one's spiritual development. You'll never be able to be perfect. But praise be to God, don't we have something to strive for? I don't believe that there's a one of us that's in here today that does not have a desire to be blessed. And if we have Jesus Christ as Lord of our life, not only do we have a desire to be blessed, but we want to be a blessing to others. And sometimes, dear friends, for us to be a blessing to others, we got to go that extra mile. Just as those soldiers had compelled those Jews in the service, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who sits on the right hand of God the Father at this very moment, compels us to go and do for Him. You say, well, Brother Lynn, you preach about that a lot. Why is that so important to you? It was because one time in my life, I was lost in my sins. And I knew that if I was to die, I'd bust hell wide open. But because people would go the extra mile, pray for me, share with me, I'm here today. A sinner saved by grace. You don't know what impact you may have in someone's life by going that extra mile. Say, well, I don't want to. Well, let's just pray that God will bless you to want to. It's not always easy. A lot of times, dear friends, it's just downright hard. I was in Miss Leach's music class Thursday morning. My knees was knocking so hard. Barrett came in. A lot of them came in while my knees was knocking up a storm. But oh, praise be to God. What that Holy Spirit. Years ago, back in the 70s, a comedian called Flip Wilson. He'd say, the devil made me do it. Well, dear friends, I'm going to tell you something today. Dear friends, the devil never made me do nothing. But he sure did put it out there for me to get a hold of. There's an old saying, try it. You might like it. You try Jesus, and I know you'll like it. So if you're here today and you need to come, I want to ask you to, as the musicians come to the instruments to play.